Thank you. And welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we're thankful for God giving us this opportunity to bring to you another message from His own precious Word. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We began this morning at 10 o'clock with our Sunday school, and then at 11 o'clock for our morning worship. And then this afternoon at 4 o'clock, we meet for our weekly prayer service. And then at 4:30 is our evening worship services. And then Wednesday night at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to these services. Be sure and bring your King James Bible and study the Word of God with us. I know you'll find a warm welcome from the folks at the Independence Baptist Church. If you have questions or comments concerning this radio broadcast, you can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestell, Missouri. I'll be glad to get back with you on any question that you might have. Also, we'd like to invite you to check out our church's website. That's independencebaptist.org. That's one word, independencebaptist.org. This morning, I'd like to speak about the Great Escape. I'd like to take my text from the book of Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. Think about the subject, the Great Escape. I know there's a lot of escape artists today that thrill their audiences with being locked up in chains and dropped in a pit of water, or perhaps they're buried underground or some such thing as that. And those people escape to the wonderment of those watchers. But I want to tell you about a greater escape than that. I want to tell you about an escape from the judgment of Almighty God. And it is an escape that can only happen one way. One way only. And that, of course, is through the blood of Jesus Christ. Let's go back in the book of Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 and 6, and read this text about the way that Noah escaped the judgment of God. Genesis 6, verse 5 states, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them." I want to say today that the flood that came in Noah's day is an actual event. I do not believe that the flood is something that was contrived from the imagination of men, but I believe exactly what the Bible says, that about 4,000 years ago, that the world was literally flooded with water during the days of Noah. I believe that this was not a local flood, but I believe rather that it was a worldwide flood. You know, it makes no sense to me at all that God told Noah to build an ark of the size that he built it, and that it took Noah over 100 years to build it, when Noah could have simply went away from where the flood was going to be if that flood was local. You see, that flood was worldwide, and every mountain was covered with water. And when God said that I am going to destroy man whom I have created from the face of the world, that is exactly what he meant, and it's exactly what God did. But notice in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 11 through 13, and we find here that the wickedness of man is what brought on the judgment of God. The Bible said in verse 11 of Genesis chapter 6, "The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt." Why? "For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said to Noah," now listen, "the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth." Yes, God said that it was the wickedness of men that will bring the judgment of God upon the earth in that day. And God said, I will destroy all men that I have created from the face of the earth. I will destroy all fowls. I will destroy every creeping thing. God is talking about a worldwide flood, not a local flood. I know this, that people that believe the Bible have no trouble believing that the flood in Noah's day is a worldwide flood. It is the unbelievers who do not believe what the Bible said that believe that the flood in Noah's day is a local flood. But they are unbelievers, and frankly, they will never be convinced by any evidence at all. Because these people do not believe what the Bible said, they will never believe any kind of evidence at all. So we just believe what the Bible said and know that it is so. But let me show you this. There is another destruction of the world that is on the way. Listen to the book of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 through 7. The Bible said, This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Now notice this, in verse 5, of 2 Peter chapter 3. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. You see, the Bible here is telling us in the book of 2 Peter that the flood in Noah's day was a worldwide flood, and that the flood in Noah's day came about because of the wickedness of men, and God brought his judgment upon the world in that day. Not only that, the scripture here in 2 Peter chapter 3 reveals unto us that the heavens and the earth which are now are reserved by the same word of God unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Just as in the days of Noah the world was destroyed by water, so in the days to come the world in which we're now living will be destroyed by the very fire of God. Here's the thing, that if those people do not believe in a worldwide flood in Noah's day, neither will they believe that God will destroy this world by fire. They will say it just simply will not happen. And this gets me to this point, that every person must realize that there is a judgment of God in the past, so that they will be able to recognize that there is a coming judgment of God upon them. Listen to me, please. As an individual, you are facing the judgment of God. I am facing the judgment of God. We are each one of us going to stand before an almighty, holy God, and we're going to give an account to God for everything we've ever thought, everything we've ever said, and everything we have ever done. Notice what the Bible says concerning our very thoughts in the book of Genesis chapter 6. The Bible said there in verse 5, And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Now listen. And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. God looks into our very minds, and God sees the intent of our heart. God sees the very thought of the imagination. God knows it all. And in the days of Noah, God destroyed the world because the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. If those people in that day face the judgment of God, what makes us think we will not face the judgment of God? God has not changed. He is the same God that created this world, He is the same God that brought us into this world. He is the same God. He never changes because He is God and He's perfect in all of His holiness and righteousness and all of His anger. God is the same. He never does change. And the judgment of God is coming upon wicked men today. But what about the great escape? I want you to see this. There is a way of escape for Noah, just as there is a way of escape for people today. In Noah's day, God said to him in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 8, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." I want you to see this, that in Noah's day, it was grace that allowed Noah to escape the flood. Even so today, it is going to be grace that allows us to escape the judgment of God. What is grace? It is when God gives us that thing we do not deserve. That's simply what it is. Grace is when God gives to us mercy when we deserve judgment. Grace is when God gives us that thing we do not deserve. God gives us blessings instead of cursings. Notice, here's what God told Noah to do. In Genesis chapter 6 and verse 14, God said to Noah, "I want you to make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without and with pitch." In verse 17 of Genesis chapter 6, God said, "Behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under heaven. And everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee I will establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee." Notice in verse 22 of Genesis chapter 6, the Bible tells about the great escape of Noah. You know what the Bible said? Genesis 6 and verse 22, "Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he." And the Bible tells us that in the 600th year of Noah's life, that he got on the ark. And the Bible said that the flood of waters came upon the earth. And the Bible said that it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. And the Bible said that the fountains of the deep were broken up. And that the world was literally flooded. And the entire world was covered with water. Even the tops of the mountains were covered with water to 15 cubits and upward. You can either believe the judgment of God in Noah's day, or you can reject what it says. But listen, folks, the way of escape, the great escape today from the coming judgment of God and from the time that this world we live on is going to be burned up with the fire of God, is going to be found by grace. Just as Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, just as Noah received that thing that he did not deserve, even so today, we can receive grace from God and find salvation. Notice Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and verse 9. The Bible said, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Listen. We can be saved from the wrath to come if we will recognize that there is a judgment that is coming and that we deserve that judgment. The Bible said in 1 John 4, verse 10, "Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sin." The word propitiation means that Jesus Christ is the atonement for our sins. It means that Jesus Christ came to this earth, that Jesus shed His righteous blood for our wickedness, that Jesus Christ literally paid our hell on the cross of Calvary, gave us His righteousness, and ever lives to make intercession for us. Jesus took our place. The way to flee from the coming fiery judgment of God is to trust Jesus Christ with your wickedness and receive by grace salvation at His hand. We see that our time has gone away from us again today. We trust that God will bless you and come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church.